Everybody, welcome back. We're going to be doing a deep dive today, and we're going to be looking at the Soil Health Academy, or SHA.
Okay.
And we've got their 2022 annual report in front of us here.
Sounds good.
And just kind of taking a look at it, and one of the things that jumped out right away at me is just the sheer scale of their impact.
Right.
They've helped convert over 40 million acres to regenerative agriculture.
Wow.
With a goal to add another 10 million this year.
That's impressive.
So to help us understand this, we've got an expert here with us today who really knows the ins and outs of organizations like SHA.
It's really remarkable how quickly SHA has grown and the impact they've made in just a few short years.
Yeah. What is it about them that is so fascinating to you?
I think what really stands out is that they're not just teaching, you know, techniques or methods. They're really teaching farmers to view their land as this complete ecosystem.
That's a really interesting point. So for those of us out there who maybe aren't farmers,
yep.
Can you break down exactly what SHA does and how this like ecosystem view fits into regenerative agriculture?
Absolutely. So the Soil Health Academy is dedicated to teaching farmers and ranchers the principles of regenerative agriculture. And it's really about working with nature instead of against it.
Okay.
So moving away from heavy reliance on chemicals and tillage, and instead focusing on practices that rebuild soil health.
Okay.
Things like minimizing soil disturbance, keeping the soil covered year-round, and integrating livestock.
Okay, so it's not just about growing food. It's about growing it in a way that benefits the whole environment.
Exactly.
And actually makes the land better over time.
Yeah, regenerative agriculture really focuses on improving the health of the soil, increasing biodiversity, and making the entire farm more resilient.
That's great. So who are the people behind this movement?
Yeah.
Are we talking about like academics, or is there a more kind of grassroots feel to it?
Yeah, that's what makes SHA so unique. It was actually founded by four farmers.
Oh, wow.
Ray Archuleta, David Brandt, Gabe Brown, and Alan Williams.
Oh.
And these are people who've been practicing regenerative agriculture themselves for years, and they bring that real world experience to their teaching.
So they're not just talking the talk, they're walking the walk.
Exactly. And that really resonates with other farmers.
I can see how it would. And the report also mentions some changes in like the demographics of who's attending these SHA schools.
Right.
Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yeah. So Gabe Brown, one of the co-founders, he talks about how the demographics have really shifted since SHA's early days.
Mm.
You know, it used to be mostly older white male farmers.
Okay.
But now they're seeing a much more diverse group of attendees.
Wow.
More women, young people, and minorities.
That's really encouraging.
It really is. It's encouraging to see that shift towards greater inclusivity in regenerative agriculture.
It makes sense that like a wider range of people are getting interested in it as the benefits become more well known.
Absolutely.
And speaking of benefits, the report highlights some pretty impressive results from their graduate surveys. What are farmers seeing after implementing these regenerative practices?
The results are really remarkable. Over half of the graduates reported both environmental and economic gains.
That's huge.
Yeah, they're seeing things like improved soil health, reduced water usage, and importantly, increased profits.
Wow. So it really does seem like a win-win both for the planet and the farmer's bottom line.
Exactly. It's a powerful message, especially in today's world.
Absolutely. But I'm sure there are some individual stories and personal journeys behind those statistics.
Oh, definitely.
Does the report share any of those with us?
It does, and they're incredibly inspiring. One that really stuck with me is the story of Derek Giffen. He is a scholarship recipient from Tennessee, and he talks about wanting to be a leader in regenerative agriculture for his community.
Oh, wow.
But he faces, you know, questions and skepticism from friends.
Right.
But he's driven by this desire to show them that regenerative agriculture can work and to leave a healthy, thriving farm for his children.
It's really inspiring to hear about individuals like that taking initiative and facing those challenges head on.
Yeah.
It's a reminder that this isn't just about, you know, farming techniques. It's about families, communities, and the future that we're building.
Absolutely.
Are there any other stories that stand out to you?
Yeah, there's another really compelling story about Josh Swope from Pennsylvania.
Oh, okay.
And he sees regenerative agriculture as part of this larger mission to heal the wounds of civilization and reconnect with nature.
Wow.
It's not just about making a living, you know, it's about a deeper purpose.
There's a real sense of purpose and passion driving these individuals.
Definitely.
It's inspiring to see that. But I'm curious, Does SHA's work reach beyond the farm itself?
Hmm.
Are they making connections with consumers in any way?
They are. They've launched a bi-region foods initiative.
Okay.
Which aims to connect consumers directly with products from SHA graduates.
Oh, cool.
It's essentially a certification program and directory to help consumers easily find and buy food from farms using regenerative practices. They also have a really cool program called Battlefields to Fertile Fields.
Wow.
That assists veterans transitioning to regenerative farming careers.
That's fantastic. Supporting veterans and promoting sustainable food. That's a powerful combination.
It is.
It sounds like they're really trying to create a holistic movement before we move on.
Yeah.
Is there anything else that particularly struck you about SHA's work this year?
You know what I find especially exciting is their Destination Regeneration docuseries.
Okay.
It's a chance for people to see regenerative agriculture in action, not just on the farm,
right,
but how it impacts communities' health and even nutrition. They're really trying to change the entire conversation surrounding food and farming.
That sounds really interesting. We'll definitely have to check it out.
Yeah.
Now, the report also outlines SHA's goals for 2023.
Yes.
What are they hoping to achieve moving forward?
They've got some ambitious goals for the coming year. They want to convert even more land to regenerative practices, expand their veteran and scholarship programs, and increase educational opportunities for everyone.
It's inspiring to see their dedication. Before we move on to the next part of our deep dive,
sure.
I'm curious, what stood out to you most from this report?
Mm-hmm.
What really resonated?
I think what really struck me is how SHA is connecting so many different aspects of regenerative agriculture, from the soil to the people to the future of our food.
Yeah.
It's not just about techniques. It's about a whole new way of thinking about agriculture.
I completely agree. It's a much bigger picture than just what happens on the farm.
All right, everyone, we're going to pause here and pick up in the next part of our deep dive, where we'll be discussing how these ideas can be applied right here in our own community.
Yeah, it's inspiring to see how they've managed to connect to so many different pieces of the puzzle. You know,
yeah.
They're really demonstrating that regenerative agriculture isn't just about the soil.
Right.
It's about the people, the communities, and really creating a more sustainable future for food.
It's amazing how they've been able to highlight those connections. But what about those of us out there?
Who aren't farmers? Can we still play a role in supporting this movement?
Absolutely. Even if you don't have, you know, acres of land to work with, there are so many ways to get involved.
Okay.
One of the most impactful things anyone can do is support businesses that are using regenerative practices.
So being conscious consumers.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Voting with our wallets, so to speak.
Yeah.
Choosing to buy food from farmers who are committed to soil health really sends a powerful message.
Right.
And it's not just limited to food. You know, think about clothing, textiles, even building materials.
Wow.
A lot of industries rely on agriculture in some way, and we can make choices that support more sustainable practices.
That's a great point. It really expands the scope of how we can make a difference.
Yeah.
But aside from our purchasing power, are there other ways to contribute?
Definitely education is key. You know, the more people who understand regenerative agriculture and its benefits, the more demand there will be for these practices.
Yeah.
Talking to friends and family, sharing information online, even supporting organizations like SHA. These are all valuable contributions.
So it's about raising awareness and kind of shifting the way we think about food and farming.
Precisely. And don't underestimate the power of community involvement.
Oh, okay.
You know, look for local farmers markets, get involved with community gardens, or even start your own compost bin.
Okay.
Even small actions at the local level can have a ripple effect.
I love those suggestions.
Yeah.
It makes it feel more tangible and accessible, even for those of us who live in more urban areas.
Right.
But with all this enthusiasm around regenerative agriculture,
yeah,
I can't help but wonder, is there a potential downside? Could this be a passing trend?
That's a valid concern. Like any movement, there's always a risk of it being co-opted or oversimplified.
Sure.
But I think what's encouraging is that the principles of regenerative agriculture are based on, you know, solid science and a deep understanding of natural systems.
Okay.
It's not just a fad, you know, it's really a fundamental shift in how we approach agriculture.
So it's built on a solid foundation.
Exactly.
That's reassuring to hear. It gives me hope for the future of farming and for the planet. But with all this talk about global impact,
yeah,
I'm curious to bring it back home.
Mm.
How can we apply these ideas to our own community here in Southeast Houston?
That's a great question, and it's the perfect segue into the next part of our deep dive. We'll be exploring that very topic, how to bring the principles of regenerative agriculture to our local area, after a short break.
Okay, we're back, and I'm excited to like really bring this conversation home, you know.
Yeah.
We've talked about SHA, we've talked about the principles of regenerative agriculture, yeah, ways that we can support it as consumers.
Right.
But now I really want to focus on like our own community here in Southeast Houston.
Okay.
Specifically Deer Park, LaPorte, and Pasadena.
Yeah.
What opportunities are there for us to get involved like right here on our doorstep?
That's where things get really interesting. You know, the beauty of regenerative agriculture is that it can be adapted to any scale. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't matter if you have a backyard garden or a sprawling ranch. You know, there are always ways to apply these principles.
So we don't need to be farmers to make a difference.
Absolutely not.
That's encouraging.
Even in a more urban environment like ours, we can still tap into the power of regenerative practices.
Where would you suggest we start?
I think a great starting point is to look at your own food choices.
Yeah.
You know, are there local farmers markets in Deer Park, LaPorte, or Pasadena?
Right.
Where you can buy directly from producers who are using regenerative practices?
Yeah.
You know, supporting them not only gives you access to fresh, healthy food, but it also strengthens our local economy and encourages these practices.
That's a win-win-win.
Exactly.
It's a great reminder to explore those local markets and see what's available.
Yeah.
But what about those of us who maybe don't have as much experience with gardening?
Sure.
Are there other ways to get involved?
There are so many possibilities. One idea is to look for community gardens in your neighborhood. You know, many community gardens are embracing regenerative principles, and they often welcome volunteers.
Okay.
It's a great way to learn new skills, connect with nature, and meet like-minded people who are passionate about sustainable living.
I love that idea. It's a great way to build community around food and sustainability.
Absolutely.
What if we want to take things a step further?
Yeah.
Are there resources for those of us who maybe want to learn more about regenerative agriculture?
Right.
And maybe even apply it on a slightly larger scale?
That's where organizations like SHA can have a ripple effect, you know, even at the local level.
Right.
While they're a national organization, their work is inspiring these local initiatives all across the country.
Right.
I would be willing to bet there are workshops, courses, or even mentorship programs happening right here in Southeast Houston.
Okay.
A little online research or reaching out to, you know, local gardening groups could reveal some hidden gems.
That's a fantastic reminder to think and act locally. We often look to far-off places for solutions, but sometimes the answers are right here in our own backyard.
Exactly.
So for our listeners in Deer Park, LaPorte, and Pasadena, we encourage you to take that first step, you know,
yeah,
do some research, explore those local resources, and see how you can be a part of the regenerative agriculture movement right here in our community.
Exactly. It could be through your food choices, your gardening practices, or even, you know, your involvement in community projects.
Right.
Every action, no matter how small, can contribute to positive change. And when we all act together, we can create a ripple effect that transforms our community and beyond.
Well said. It's inspiring to think about the possibilities when we all work together. And on that note, we're going to wrap up this deep dive into the Soil Health Academy and the potential of regenerative agriculture. We hope you're leaving this episode feeling informed, inspired, and ready to take action. Thanks for joining us.